Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
No denying that the liberal lunatic left has decided to wage war on the police. There's no denying that. I mean, we've seen it time and time and time again over the last year or so. First, it starts with the riots and the calls to defund the police. Then when that becomes a little bit unpopular, it's, well, what we really mean is not to totally disband them, but maybe just to reimagine them. Let's reimagine. Like it's some kind of a dream. It's some kind of an esoteric dream they're working on. Then we see time and time again ridiculous prosecutions of police officers who did nothing but their job, or at the very most, perhaps, used excessive force in a certain situation and should be reprimanded, but certainly not fired and absolutely not jailed. Oh, but that's not good enough, because while you're jailing the police, you're letting the criminals out of jail with a little thing called bail reform, where no one really goes to jail anymore. Oh, you can shoplift right up until, I think, a few hundred dollars worth of stuff. So people are just saying, they're actually bringing in a calculator saying, I'm going to steal this, I'm going to steal that. Oh, no, put that back. Okay, they can't stop me. It's under the required amount, and I'm just walking out of the store with it in broad daylight. I'm not joking. That's happening. That's exactly what's happening. Oh, you can't chase anybody. Nobody at all. Even if they've just committed a homicide, you're not chasing them. You can watch the rioters destroy the buildings. Don't you dare stop them. And by the way, you're to stand with your hands behind your back while they spit on you and call you a murderer and call you a disgrace and throw their urine on you and their feces on you, and they blind you with lasers and they stab your police horse. You just sit there because you're going to pay your penance for the evil you've done in this world. Well, what's the evil? What is the evil? Meanwhile, George Floyd statue is going up in Newark, New Jersey. I'm not kidding. A gigantic George Floyd statue is going up in New Jersey. George Floyd is what? The patron saint of what? Crack dealers? I mean, let's call it like it is. Regardless of how you feel about the George Floyd situation, whether there was excessive force being used there or that the guy continued to kneel on him far too long, the bottom line of the situation is this man died of a drug overdose, period. That's exactly what the coroner said. None of this would have happened if George Floyd was not as high as he could be on drugs. And none of it would have happened if the police didn't need to be called, by the way. So why don't we reimagine a world where we don't have to call the police because people behave? How about we reimagine that world, as long as you're in a fantasy world? But the problem here, folks, is this. The war on the police, while it's real, and it's very real, isn't really what the left has in mind. The police are collateral damage in the war. The war they are really waging is on you. And that's the dirty little secret. And that's what we're going to get into in this show. Why the left is waging war on you. And the police are the collateral damage in this war. Because the police are the people who have been sworn to protect and serve you. Now, police murders be it by gun, knife, hit with a car intentionally, or any other means, are up 40%. 40%. In the meantime, murder rates are skyrocketing in a lot of cities across the country. Rape is up 60-70%. Gun violence out of control. Any violent crime you can think of, sky high, some as high as 500-600% increases. And they are still letting people out of prison on the bail reform while they're putting cops in for doing their jobs. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question. Is the left really that stupid? Because, you see, this is the bluff that they do. Many people who are right-wing or conservative or even moderate, leaning right, say, oh, yeah, you know, the left, they're lunatics, and they just don't know. They're ignorant people. They don't get it. That's the game they play. You know, they're very intelligent people. They know exactly what they're doing. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you handcuff the police, let the criminals out of jail, and call looting the summer of love, that you're going to get more violence. You're going to get more crime. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you say you can't chase anybody, that they're going to run from the police. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you allow them to commit the crime, more crime is going to be committed. Anybody knows that. So the left know that too. The dirty little secret is they want there to be more crime. Now, I know you're going to say, that sounds preposterous. Why would anybody want more crime? Well, let me explain. When the coronavirus hit this country like a ton of bricks and we were all locked down, somewhere between fear of getting the coronavirus and fear of losing power, the Democrats discovered something important. Fear controls the people. Fear controls them. We can get them to stay inside. We can get them to wear masks. We can get them to not see their dying grandmother. We can get them to keep their children away from school. We can get them to do anything we want as long as there is a fear for not obeying what we say. But they knew it couldn't last. Eventually, people were going to start asking questions. How come I have to wear a mask to walk into a store and buy $20 worth of gas, but they have a booth where I can eat ice cream for an hour right next to the counter without a mask? That doesn't make any sense. How come Walmart can be open and sell greeting cards, but the greeting card store can't be open? How come if the coronavirus particles are smaller than a perfume particle, and I can smell the perfume particle, how come the coronavirus isn't just going through my mask? How come if it's airborne, it's not getting in my eyes? How come it's okay to touch everything everybody else has touched and rub my face and touch my mask, but it's not okay to go in there without a mask? And people began to wise up and say, no, something's up. And they kept it going just as long as they could so that they could rig the rules to an election. And that's what they did. I mean, let's face it. They passed laws illegally. Never took it through any judicial system. They just said, this is what we have to do because of COVID. And everybody said, okay, we understand because there's a horrible, horrible plague upon us. Do what you must. You gave them the power. They don't want to give it back. So now the calculated decision is, well, look, we're going to have to unlock the country at some point. And we're probably going to have to lift all the mask mandates too. And if the general public feels secure and protected, they're not going to stay inside. They're not going to follow our orders. They're not going to listen to their government. They're going to do what American people always did. They're going to say, you don't control me. I'm a free American. How do we stop that? And they've come up with a solution, and the solution is this. If we vilify the police officers, make their job so ridiculously dangerous and so frustrating and aggravating that they quit, they resign. If we can convince 20% of the American people that they're all racist murderers, even if they're black, they're all Gestapo, hitting the streets, looking to kill somebody, waking up in the morning saying, I feel like killing a few people today. That's what they want you to think the cops are. What does this do? Well, it does two things. One, it keeps ignorant people inside because they're afraid, if I get stopped by a cop, he'll murder me. But secondly, it keeps the vast majority of the public on edge because they say, I don't know if I dare go out of my house. I don't know if I dare go to this mall. The crime rate in this mall is up 100%. I don't know if I'm safe. I'm a single mom. I don't know if I dare go out after my job at 5 o'clock. I don't know if I dare walk the street. I don't know if I dare do any of these things. And there's no police there to save me. Because the police are either defunded or they're evil bastards, depending upon your philosophy. So now you have to turn to who? The government. And the government says, we're going to reimagine a very different law enforcement agency. We're going to reimagine it into people who are more qualified. Yeah, I know. You mean you're going to governmentally take control? Well, that's a very dangerous thing, isn't it? Because the minute you start to do that, you control the masses. You can control what cities are going to be 100% crime-free or face the consequences and literally anarchists running in the street. Look no farther than Portland, where they literally had an autonomous zone. And when the government decides what's a crime and what isn't, this is a very, very dangerous step. A few people, maybe a few more than a few, let's not play games, a good amount of people stormed the Capitol building, broke some windows, yelled, screamed, hollered, did a little vandalizing. Other people stood behind the ropes and said, we were let in by the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. I guess we're just supposed to stand here and we can yell and scream and holler our grievances. Meanwhile, an autonomous zone is happening where they burn a police precinct to the ground. They hand out assault rifles. Oh, remember that word that they want banned? They hand out assault rifles to teenagers. And they clearly send a message if any police officers attempt in any way to retake this city block, they will be shot. If anyone comes in here who is not 100% verified by us, they will be shot. That's not an insurrection, though. That's a summer of love. What you saw at the Capitol with blue-haired old lady standing behind a rope saying, this Capitol's a pretty nice building. I guess we're supposed to stand here, right, Mildred? I guess so, and we can yell and scream at the Democrats, you stole the election. That's an insurrection. For that, you go to jail. For that, you go to prison. For that, you are put under the jail. You're put in solitary confinement. You are deprogrammed. That's what happens when the government decides what a crime is. We're getting to the point now where if you wear a red MAGA hat, you are a criminal. You're not just someone who has a political difference of opinion. You are a criminal. Now, the police would never go for that. That's not the laws. Police would never go for that. The police are sworn to protect and serve everyone. They'd never go for that. The government said, round up all these damn Trump supporters. Find people with Trump signs on their lawn or MAGA hats or whatever. And bring them in for questioning. We need to debrief them, boy. We really need to, they're danger to this country. Police are still not doing that. They didn't break any law. But the government will, as you've seen. So what's really happening here, folks, is they want the police to give up. They want the people to retire so that they can bring in their own people. They want the new recruits to say, I wouldn't do this. Who would sign up to walk into New York City when the crime rate is up 67% and you're told you can do nothing? You see a crime, if you're arrested, I got news, he's going to be out by in 2 hours on the street again, giving you the middle finger. What's the point? And we see what these criminals do, right? They get out, they kill somebody else. They get out, they rape somebody else. They get out, they steal something else. But the government doesn't care. Why don't they care? Are they just so stupid they don't know that that would cause greater crime rate? No, folks. They're not that stupid. They know exactly what it's going to do. They're scaring you back into your lockdowns, back into your frame of mind where I have to listen to the government, otherwise bad things will happen to me. I have no protection. Oh, and by the way, they're going to take your guns too. See, that's another part of this plan. You can't protect yourself either. The police, they will not protect you anymore. They're being told they cannot. They're either being handcuffed or defunded. So they will not protect you. Also, you cannot have any home security. You cannot protect yourself. Also, we are going to let the criminals out of jail. And we're going to tell police they can't chase them. They can't respond to certain things in certain areas. Okay, well, then you want the crime. This is basically the purge. You're saying it's okay. It's all right. In certain areas, we're going to allow this. Certain areas, we're going to allow rioters to drag two people out of their car and shoot one man dead and put his wife in critical condition. Because that's okay. Did anybody drag anybody out of the Capitol and shoot them dead? The only person I remember being shot is Ashley Babbitt, and she was an innocent person who went into there. Okay, she's trespassing. Trespassing does not carry a death sentence. That's the only person who was shot dead. That's the only person who was murdered, but that's an insurrection. So let's break this down, shall we? If you had a dog, and that dog had bit a couple of people and been reported, animal control would tell you, first bite's free. You either keep that dog locked up, or we're going to take it and probably euthanize it. And you say, F you, and you let him out, and he bites somebody else. Whose fault is it? Is it the dog's fault? Or is it your fault? I'd argue it's your fault. You knew what the propensity of the dog was, and you let him out. So whose fault is it now when you let a child molester or a bank robber or a cold-blooded killer out, and he does it again? Whose fault is it? Is it the dog's fault? Or is it your fault? And yet here they are still doing it, right? They know what's going to come. They know exactly what's going to happen. What they're hoping that the American people will do is say the cops have become inept. The cops are not doing their job. The next thing you're going to hear out of their mouth is, we didn't totally disband them. We didn't totally defund them. And they're still inadequate. They're not doing their job. That's why the crime rate's rising. The police are just not doing their job. We need something better. We need something more. We need to reimagine it. We need to put it in the government's hands. Let the government handle this, and you'll all be okay. Give us your weapons voluntarily. You won't need them. Because Big Daddy government will protect you. Just willingly give up any defense you have. And then when you do, folks, they got you. They got you 100% because the war was never on the police. The war was on you. They needed to have a way they could break the spirit of free-thinking Americans and say, I don't dare leave my house. I don't dare let my wife go to the store. I don't dare let my children bicycle down to the park. We have to have a reason for that. And it's not going to be the pandemic anymore, so now it's going to be crime. And they'll say, well, we didn't tell you to stay in. You can go to the park. You can let your children go to the park. Yes, we did let a child molester out who's sitting on the bench by the merry-go-round. Yeah, we did let that guy out who strangled a young mother to death. Yeah, we did do that. But, I mean, you can still go. It may not happen to you. That's where they're going with this, folks. That's precisely where they're going with this. You're looking at a country whose crime rate is out of control, but only in blue states. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? So in other words, you're telling me that every single blue state Democrat is so dumb that they think defunding police, undermining the police, telling the police they can't do their job, making sure they're not able to fight back if they are attacked, making sure they're not able to answer calls on time, while letting people out in droves from prisons isn't going to increase the crime rate. When they clearly see, I get the same news they do. So they clearly say, oh, yeah, look, my crime rate's up 67%. Look, my murder rate's up 50%. Look, my rape rate is up 90%. You would think that if they were just dunces, that they would immediately say, we can't have this. We can't have this. Immediately change our policies because we can't have our citizens living in fear like this. We need to do this immediately and rethink the policy. Our policy didn't work. If they were honest about this and they really thought that it was time to defund the police and that it was overkill what the police were doing, this would have been the wake-up call. And they would have said, oh, no, it didn't work. Forget it. Let's go back to the old way. No, they're not. They're doubling down. They're doubling down. And the reason they're doubling down is they want you in fear. They want you to have to say, please, government, help me. Just like they always do. Please, government, help me. I can't. You told me I can't go to work. Please, government, help me and give me money so that I can put food into the mouths of my children. And the government says, $600 sounds like enough. Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, well, you know, I think 1,400 is fine, when Trump was saying, why not 2,000? Why do you need all these other things in this bill that you're calling a COVID relief package? Why don't we just give all this to the American people and forget your little special interest groups? Oh, no, we can't do that. If you want money for these people, you've got to sign on to all the things the Democrats want to give money to. We need to give money to Taiwanese gender research. And if you say no, those people who we told they can't work, they're just going to starve. That's what the Democrats did. It's exactly what they did. And so you got your little pittance of a check, and you were told, stay inside. It's very dangerous to go out. If you must go out with a mask and stay 6 feet away from people. In the meantime, you're seeing all of these Democratic leaders going out to restaurants, going to have their hair done, going to parties. They weren't 6 feet away from anybody, and they didn't have masks. And a good amount of the American people still said, well, I think I better do it, though, because I'm scared. Fear was their weapon. They're losing that weapon. And now they have to somehow regain that weapon. And they're regaining it with your fear of being a crime victim. Simple as that. Now, I live in New York, and I can tell you right now that if you were any sort of a caring person, you wouldn't send your loved ones out to the store even alone. And it doesn't even matter if you're alone anymore. Look what happened to the poor couple that were pulled out of their car and pretty much executed. What were they doing? Trying to live their life. That's what they were doing. And now you still hear mobs of people saying, we don't want defund the police. We want totally disband them. That's the only way we're going to vote for you. That's the only way we're... Who are you people? You're a bunch of anarchists who think you can run what? You're criminals who want an excuse. Oh, good. Lawless nation. We rule because we're criminals. Take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens. Do you honestly think that's going to stop anyone who wants to get a gun from getting a gun? The only thing that you would stop by trying to ban guns is law-abiding citizens from getting them, because a law-abiding citizen might say, well, if it's against the law, I guess I won't. I've never heard a criminal going to walk into a bank saying, wait a minute, robbing a bank is against the law, isn't it? Yeah, I guess I'd better not. Wait a minute, raping my neighbor, that's against the law, isn't it? Yeah, I guess I won't. Wait a minute, buying these drugs is illegal, isn't it? Maybe I'll just settle for a pizza. They don't do it. Idiots. You think that the criminals are going to obey the law? I'll pass a law, and all the criminals will obey it. Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't need police. Because everybody would be law-abiding citizens, and they would obey the laws, correct? All you're doing is making it easier for the criminals. And when you make it easier for the criminals react. And that's what they're doing now, folks. They're reacting. That's why the crime rate's going up. Give me another reason. Why is the crime rate going up? Some blockheaded Democratic mayor said, you know why the crime rate's going up? Because we opened up the country. The lockdowns, that's why when we opened up the country, we opened up the various cities, crime went up. Oh, so you'd rather have it that we're all locked down for the rest of our lives. At least you said the quiet part loud. That's in essence what that person was saying. Well, if we never, ever stopped the lockdowns, the crime rate wouldn't have went up. Oh, I see. So you want to keep us locked in for the rest of our lives. Only go out if you have to. We'll find ways to cyber everything. Cyber concerts, cyber sporting events, cyber school. Deliver your groceries to your stoop. Stay in your hovel. How dare you go out? It's amazing that the American people have fallen for it. Now, an entire group of 50 special force police officers resigned from their position on that special task force. Just the other day, sticking up for one of their members who was called on the carpet or suspended or maybe even fired for supposedly, for no reason at all, hitting a journalist with his baton. Well, this journalist, as it turns out, according to everyone there and according to the other police officers, was an activist who was actively participating in the riot. So instead of your mayors and your governors taking the sides of the police and saying, well, if I have 40, 50 police officers and half of a citizenship that observed this, telling me that that person was out of control, and I got a bunch of people who were caught looting a store telling me, no, she was just a journalist. I guess I'll believe the police. I guess I'll believe the citizens with no axe to grind. No. Who do they believe? They believe the criminals. Remember, looting a store isn't looting a store. Looting a store is reparations. That's not a crime. They're owed that. Never mind that the guy who owns the store is black. Oh, they're still owed it. Loot away, folks. You have a right. This is what it's come to, folks. Because the war's on you. It was never, ever, ever really on the police. The police were an obstacle they had to remove. And the only way they could do that was to try to turn favor from the general public. And when they tried to do that with all this nonsense, remember the George Floyd incident. Oh, this is a racist cop on a racist attack. Please show me one bit of evidence. Whether you think that guy is guilty as hell or not, show me one bit of evidence that says this was a racially motivated incident. They were called to a scene. The man was resisting arrest. Whether or not he leaned on him too hard that contributed to his death or he didn't or for too long, please show me the proof that he only did it because he was black and that if he was Hawaiian or Puerto Rican or Mexican or Irish or Canadian, he wouldn't have done the same thing. Please show me that evidence. Not one bit of it, because none of it even came out in court, and I watched every single minute of that trial. So if you say there is evidence, you are a liar. There is not one single solitary shred of evidence this was a racial crime. But what was preached? Racism, 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 because that's the key word. That's the key word where people say, yeah, I know I robbed a liquor store and I was going 97 miles an hour in a school zone. but a white cop pulled me over and tried to bust me. And that's racism. He should have just let me go. That's the mentality. That's what you've got. God forbid that anyone listening to this show ever has to have their parents pulled out of a car and shot to death in front of their children for no reason. None. Because they're trying to get through a mob who doesn't want them to get through. They've done nothing to anybody. They're trying to just go somewhere. And the mob says, no, you're not going anywhere. Oh, you're trying to inch your way through? You're trying to bully me with your car? Pull them out and shoot them in the head in front of their kids. We'll get away with it. Because this is the summer of love. But if a police officer tries to stop those people, that's racism. That's the country you're living in, folks. And it's not because the Democrats are dumb. It's not because the liberals are dumb. It's not because they have a different ideology and they think that it'll help in some way. See, this is the problem that we are dealing with as Americans now. We are no longer in a position where the Democrats and the Republicans simply disagree on what will make the country better. That ship has sailed a long time ago. We are now in a position where the Democrats and the Republicans are arguing over whether this will even be America, or it will be reimagined as some socialist dictatorship where the government controls its people through intimidation, through fear, and through the fact that your vote means nothing. And the media, of course, they're complicit in this. Remember, all we ever heard was conspiracy theory that this virus came out of the Wuhan lab. There's no evidence. Yeah, actually, no, there's a lot of evidence, a ton of evidence. You'll just never hear it on the news because they've been told you will not say this. Oh, there's no evidence at all that the election in any way, shape, or form had any horrible miscalculations or that it was fixed or rigged in any way. Really? Well, I don't know. They sent in these cyber ninjas, and they said, we found boxes and boxes and boxes of supposedly mail-in ballots that were never folded. How did they get mailed? How did they get mailed if they were never folded and put in an envelope? You said they came in the mail. That's impossible. Here they are. How come nobody's saying that? How come nobody's telling you that? Because someone in the government is saying you will not report this. Don't you understand that these people are shaking in their boots? They're controlling them through fear, just like they're trying to control the public through fear. You will not step out of line. You will not say certain things. If you do say certain things, we will ruin you. Well, they can't really do that to the police. So what they're doing to the police is they're saying, unless you're a complete idiot, you'll resign. Unless you're a complete idiot, you'll stop putting yourself in the line of fire literally every single day for a city and a mayor and a governor who not only does not appreciate you, but thinks you're a murderer, thinks you're evil, thinks you're a racist, thinks you're purposely targeting people, thinks you're the Gestapo. Oh, but they have their private security, don't they? Here in New York, we had a woman run for governor who said, oh, well, it's okay to steal. Stealing's okay, but let her have her house broken into. And she'd be on the phone in 10 seconds screaming at the police, why weren't you here to do anything? Because it's me. It's not the peons. I'm important. Just like the Capitol. It's okay if they burn down the police station with people in it. It's okay if they hand assault rifles to teenagers and say, if you see a cop coming through here, you fill them full of it. That's not insurrection. That's the summer of love. But boy, you go where they live, to the Capitol, and you show yourself to be angry at what they're doing to this country, not by bringing in guns, not by shooting up the place, not by burning it down, but by storming it and yelling and screaming. And you're an insurrectionist, and you need to be punished. You need to be put on a list. You need to be deprogrammed. Let's face it, folks. The war on police is the war on you. And it's intentionally on you. I mean, it always would have been on you anyway, because if the police can't protect you, and you can't protect yourself, what is it exactly that the government wants you to do? Just ask yourself that question. If they say the police are inadequate and they're corrupt and they're evil and they're horrible and they're racist and we're defunding them, and you cannot have a gun because if you're a gun, you're a criminal and you're evil and you're a racist and you're a murderer, then who protects you and your family? Who does that? A social worker? Yeah, that'll work. Go down to the streets of Chicago when there's gang violence and stand in the middle of the road going, now, can we please understand that it's your socioeconomic structure that's causing this? You aren't really mad at each other, and you'll be dead. You'll be shot dead. I mean, the Democrats know this. They know this very well. They don't care. Because they want you to live in fear. Because if you are in fear, they control you. They're not worried. You think they all go home to any house that's anywhere near any crime zone? And you think they don't have the top security for their house? They have it all. Every one of these people who's calling you a racist, they go to their houses in some lily-white neighborhood somewhere that has a crime rate of 0-0000, and they still have armed security. So they don't care what happens to you. What do they care what's happening to 7-year-old children in Chicago streets trying to get an ice cream, crossing the street, get shot in the head? What do they care? I'm not living there. I don't care. But boy, I'll tell you what, when a few people stormed the Capitol, they cared, didn't they? These people must be dealt with immediately. Throw them in jail for the rest of their lives. Oh, that guy that raped a 5-year-old, let him out. He's okay. He didn't do anything that big. What's the big deal? Oh, that guy who murdered his mom? Man, the old battle axe probably had it coming. Let him out. Oh, he beat up an Asian woman and almost killed her? Whatever. Not as bad as those people who stormed the Capitol. It's not those people. Let him out. No, the police are trying to stop people from burning down a building? Oh, you told those police to cease and desist. This is simply peaceful protest. Oh, a police officer got blinded by a laser? Well, these things happen. You knew what you were signing up for, after all. You knew when you became a cop that it was dangerous. Yeah, guess what else is being dangerous? Being a criminal! You know what's going to happen to you then, don't you? If you decide you're going to hurt somebody, you decide you're going to take drugs, you decide you're going to loot someplace, then you know what's coming. How come only the police officers knew what they were signing up for? How come the criminals aren't given that same standard? You knew the danger of it when you decided you weren't going to get out of your car for the police officer, when you decided you were going to try to steal his handgun, when you decided you were going to try to fight him. You knew what you were getting into. You never hear that, do you? They're on the side of the criminals because they can use them. Those are the useful idiots. This is going to be their little Gestapo, so to speak. This is going to be their little special forces to keep you scared, to keep you living in fear, because the coronavirus simply ain't going to do it. Simply ain't going to do it. It's sad. It's sad that, and this one, unfortunately, unlike COVID-19, I can actually see some people saying, I'm not leaving my house, depending on what area you live in. Now, I lived in New York, one of the worst hit places for COVID-19. I never didn't leave my house. I didn't stop my life in any way, shape, or form other than for the first 14 days. Because like probably most intelligent people, when this first hit and they said stay inside for 14 days, the very first thing I said is, well, this is a bioweapon. China just launched something. And they're not telling the people because they don't want us to panic. So I'll stay inside for 14 days. I don't want to die. I don't want my loved ones to die. I'll give them 14 days. But then when I saw things that didn't make sense, people going back to work, oh, you can wear your mask. It doesn't matter what kind of a mask you wear. It doesn't matter. Just put your shirt up over your nose if you got to. Wear grandma's old scarf. There's no special mask. It doesn't matter. I knew we were being bluffed because it would matter. You'd say, no, that's not going to work. This is a very deadly disease. You got to wear this special mask. Your eyes, it may get in your eyes. Don't touch things. You might have to wear gloves. We can only, you can bring things out to a car, but you can't stroll through Walmart. Oh, no, they didn't do any of that. They didn't do any of that. But this, unfortunately, this is serious. Now, I have the good luck and good fortune to live in an upstate area of New York where there isn't a ton of crime. And I'm telling you that the nearest city to me, which is about 9 miles, had probably 4 or 5 murders or shootings in 20 years. We had 6 this year. It's coming up here. It's coming up here. It's going to come to you, too. It doesn't really matter where you live. It's going to come to you eventually, especially if you're in a Democrat state, because the Democrats have put out the welcome mat and said, there's really no consequences to your actions, unless, of course, you come after one of us. Then there'll be huge consequences to your actions, unless, of course, we find out you voted for Donald Trump. Then there will be huge consequences, because you then are an insurrectionist. And you are defiling the government. You're going against the government. You need to be watched. You don't know how close we are coming, folks, to living in a Marxist country. You don't know how close. And they know the spirit of the American people. And they understand very much that the loud people who scream and holler that everything's racist and everything's unfair and the police are evil, that's a minority, a very, very small minority. So they also have to figure out a way to control the majority. Well, this is the way. Live in fear. Well, I was going to go out to that restaurant tonight, but there was a shooting there last week, and I don't feel safe taking my family. So then that restaurant, they have to pack it in after a while because people say it's not safe to go there. There were some shootings near there. No one wants to go there anymore. And there goes that restaurant owner. There goes those jobs, but they don't care because they don't want you to own anything. They don't want you running your own business. They don't want you running your own life. You can work for the man. We have infrastructure jobs that the government will tell you what to do. You don't get to control your destiny. The government gets to control your destiny. How dare you have a nice little restaurant, try to open up a bistro? How dare you have a little card shop at the end of the street? How dare you do that? How dare you be successful on your own without our help? We can't control you if that's the case. That's why they want, we think there should be a minimum income given to people. Just give it to them. Yeah, I know. So you can control them, just like your mom and dad did when you lived in their house and they said you don't get your allowance unless you do exactly what we say and you do your chores. Otherwise, you get nothing. Is that the way you want to live as an American? Now, these poor people, I forget exactly where they were. I think they might have been in Portland or near there. This poor couple that fended off a mob who broke through their gate. Does that sound familiar? What happened to the Capitol? Oh, they broke through, huh? Well, these people did too. This whole mob broke through this man's gates and stormed his property and threatened to burn his house to the ground, kill his wife, and kill his dog. Out of fear for his life and the life of the people he loved, he went in the house and he got his guns. And him and his wife stood on the porch and said, "Get off our property. If anyone tries in any way, shape, or form to hurt us, we will shoot you." Those people, according to our government, are criminals. They waved a gun at unarmed people who were just practicing their peaceful right to gather, even though they trespassed. Well, wait a minute. What happened at the Capitol? They trespassed, but they were also coming through. And, oh, you shot Ashley Babbitt to death. You blasted her in the chest for no reason. She was unarmed. That's okay, though, right? Where's that person being hung by a lamppost? Where's that person being grilled on Capitol Hill? Where's that person being sent to prison? We don't even know who that person is. They won't release that person's name. It's not important. It's not important who shot Ashley Babbitt. She was an insurrectionist, and she probably voted for Trump, and therefore she deserved to die. However, those people who were on the lawn of those innocent couple, they didn't deserve to die, even though they threatened to kill the wife and the dog and burn the house to the ground. He had no right to defend himself. He needs to go to jail. They need to have their guns taken away. Isn't that interesting, folks? So what did that couple do that was worse than what the Capitol police officer did, who obviously shot Ashley Babbitt directly in the chest and murdered her? And it was murder. You don't get to shoot somebody dead who wasn't threatening you. You don't get to do that. Oh, but you do, see, if it's in the Capitol where your masters are. And the police just have to stand down, but you'll notice, oh boy, the Capitol police all line up now so nobody can get in. Police are all fine and well and great when it's protecting them. This is what you're headed for, folks. You will protect the masters. You will let the serfs fend for themselves. It's like the purge. Somebody comes to your house and says, I want what you got. Give it to them. That's reparations. How dare you have more than them? How dare you have a nice car in the driveway when this person's driving a beater? Give them your keys, you bastard, you racist. Give them your keys, and don't you dare call the police, because the police won't come. We've defunded them. We'll send a social worker to tell you why you should give the keys to that person, and you didn't deserve that car to begin with. That's what we'll do. And if you dare question it in any way, you will be arrested by our law enforcement wing. That's what's going on, folks. It's a slight exaggeration, but, I mean, it's not that big of an exaggeration. It's getting there. It's getting there. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. You were talking about the so-called insurrection at the Capitol. Did you run, did you hear about the... Did you hear about the allegations that the FBI may have been involved in infiltrating the so-called Trump supporters and arranged for that insurrection?
Yes, actually I did. Now, well, let's talk about that for a minute. According to some sources, the FBI infiltrated groups that supposedly had already planned to storm the Capitol. Now, if that's all they did, that's not unusual. The FBI potentially does that with any group that they consider might do something, you know, illegal, a terrorist organization. You try to get people that maybe infiltrates ISIS, maybe infiltrates the, you know, maybe Antifa, whatever. But what I'm hearing, and I have no proof of it yet, so all I can tell you is what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is some of these people didn't just infiltrate. They infiltrated, got the respect or the trust of other people involved and said, you know what we should do? We should commit this crime. We should storm the Capitol. Don't hurt anybody maybe, but break windows, yell, scream, whatever. In other words, encourage the crime. That would be, here's the difference. If you're an undercover cop and you're dressed as a hooker and a guy comes over to you and says, how much to, you know, for the whole deal, and you say, you know, $50, and then when he says done, you say you're under arrest, that's legal. That's fine. That's not entrapment. But if some innocent guy is walking by and he says, no, no, please leave me alone. I'm married. I got to get, no, no, you believe me. You'll never have this experience again. It'll be the greatest thing in your life. I'll do it for free. Well, I have to make something, $1. And the guy finally says, well, okay, I guess so. Oh, you're busted, pal. That's entrapment. Because he wasn't going to commit a crime until he convinced him to do it. You can't convince somebody to do a crime. You can infiltrate a place and say, I'm reporting on the crime that they're going to commit. You can't convince them to do it. So, caller, what I'm hearing is, in some instances, perhaps some of the FBI actually tried to encourage them to do it.
Yeah, you can go to revolver.news. where the reporter said that he has the sources which have told him that not only did the FBI infiltrate not just to monitor, but to agitate. And one FBI infiltrator was the leader of supposedly one of these groups. So this is not a new story. It's just a new situation. The FBI has done this before. COINTELPRO, the CIA, they've done it before. So this is not nothing new.
Well, no, it's not nothing new for them. And weaponizing our law enforcement agencies, I mean, people say that's an outrageous story. Well, what do you think the FBI did in the Trump situation? You don't say, we found a person we don't like. Go find a crime they did. That's not the way it works. You say, we have the crime. Go find the person who committed it. They didn't do that. They're like, well, we know Donald Trump is no good. Find something he did. And if you can't find anything, he did make it up. If you can't find anything he did, pay somebody to write that they found somebody who knows something about him. You can't do that. The FBI has been a political weaponized organization for – and now the IRS, same thing, right? We hear this all the time. We hear this all the time. Now, for whatever reason, they don't feel they can do this with your average police officers, and I believe it. I believe they can't. I believe police officers would blow the whistle. So they got to demonize them, don't they? They got to put them in harm's way to the point where no sane person's going to do it. You know, there was one time in my life when I grew up, I knew a lot of police officers, and there was a time in my life when I was growing up, I said, maybe I want to be a police officer. I wouldn't even consider it now. You have to be... You must have to have a death wish to go onto those streets knowing that everybody hates you. They want to kill you. They think you're a murderer, and you have no recourse if they do. Or you will be thrown in jail for disobeying what your governors or your mayors have said. You have lunatics controlling the asylum. This is what's wrong. But for every lunatic you have, for every Lori Lightfoot you have, who is a lunatic? For every Gavin Newsom you have, who is a lunatic? You have a Chuck Schumer, you have a Nancy Pelosi, they're not lunatics. Elon Omar, they're not lunatics. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're just using these other people as useful idiots. That's what they're doing. So now we're all going to live in fear for the next, I don't know how many years, right? We're all going to live in fear of, well, we can't leave our house. Bad things might happen to my loved ones, my children. The crime rate soaring. And you're going to have left-wing politicians saying, yeah, well, it's because you guys wanted to stop the lockdown. If you just stayed in your homes, gave up your businesses, gave up your life, gave up your selfish social lives, how dare you have a social life? The crime rate wouldn't be rising. Go back into your homes and shut the door. And you come out when we say you can come out. Where you can come out and when you can come out and how you can come out. The war was never on the police, folks. It never really was. They were the collateral damage. War was on you. How are we going to control you? As the caller just stated, it would be much easier for the government and the FBI, CIA, the government-controlled agencies to infiltrate their own little police force, so to speak. And you know what they would do? They would target the political enemies of their masters. Because that's what they'd be told to do. And before you know it, it would beget a whole generation of people who just thought that that's normal. Oh, remember when those Republicans were considered normal? Oh, they must have been fools. They were all evil, horrible people. I'm so glad we beat them all down. So glad we conquered them. And they wouldn't even know the truth. They wouldn't even know the truth. There are people walking around today that don't know that it was the black people, the former slaves that started the Republican Party. And the KKK was formed to stop them from actually creating a rival party. And there were white people in the Republican Party too, and they were targeted by the KKK for a while. It wasn't until later it became all about race. For a while, it was the Democratic strong arm situation. Kill the uprising. Kill the uprising. Put the fear into them. Don't you dare challenge us. That's what the KKK was about. Now they're doing it again. Only they're using criminals to do it. Don't you dare walk the streets. Or they're using viruses to do it. Don't you dare leave your house in certain areas. You're giving up all your freedoms. And the war has always been on you because they need to find a way to control you, to control your free thought, to control your vote, and to control everything that you do and think. They want one think tank. That's it. They say, we are the party of diversity, diversity of everything except thought. There's no diversity of thought, folks. You will think what we think. Or you'll be castigated, or worse yet, arrested and maybe murdered. Wasn't so long ago that a Democratic affiliate made a suggestion that it's not the worst thing in the world if a white person is executed. Nobody wants to see, but, you know, it's sort of even oh, really? So suddenly we have reverse racism now, right? You know what that's all about? You want to create racists. You see, you want to take a person who says, I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Puerto Rican or Mexican. I don't care. I don't treat anybody any differently. And beat them down until you say, all right, I'm not taking this anymore. And then the minute you start to say this is wrong, oh, you're racist, see? Look how angry you're getting. That's because you hate them for the color of their skin. No. That's because you're treating them in the way that's unfair. All of a sudden, you think it's some kind of evening the playing field to say, racism against Caucasians is just evening up the score. All racism is wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. Our police force has done our best. And in some of our Republican red states, there's no problem. People can walk down the street. People can have their little street markets. People can go to the movies. People can go to events and out to diners and sit at the cafes outside and not worry about drive-by shootings, not worry about being caught in bank robberies, or not worry about maniacs and homeless people attacking them. Oh, but in the liberal states, in the blue states, you better worry. And just remember this, according to them, if you're attacked, if you're robbed, if you're mugged, if you're assaulted or raped, you deserved it. Because you're a racist. And if you call the cops, then you're a Nazi. Because they're just expressing their freedoms. The war is on you, folks. And you may have to start fighting it.
I'm